Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. Indeed, this Quran guides to that which is best. Quran guides us to the best of beliefs, to the best of manner, to the best of values, to the best of qualities, to the best of everything, and therefore it must be the only source of guidance in our lives. We are successful as long as we seek our guidance from this book. Therefore it is a must upon us to seek the light of the Quran and the guidance of the Quran, and learn about the manners that are described in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn about the qualities of the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised and whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, so that we be able to emulate them and acquire their good qualities. Among the ayats that describe some of the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves are in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. Indeed, those who live in awe for fear of their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us to fear Him. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that's praiseworthy. It is a good quality. As a matter of fact, it is a prerequisite of iman. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Fear me alone if you are true believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونَ. Fear me alone. In another ayah. And He said also, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. Allah warn you against Himself. So fear Him. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be conscious of His greatness. And protect yourselves from His punishment. Because fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us all the time in the Quran of the severity of His torment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqu rabbakum, إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. All mankind, fear Allah, have taqwa, be conscious of Allah, be dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for indeed the quake of the last hour is something that is terrible. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on describing the terrible and the frightening and petrifying scenes of the day of resurrection. The point is, it is part of our belief to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this fear is something beneficial for us, and it is part of the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised in His book, as in this ayah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. Indeed, those who live in awe for fear of their Lord. Al-Hasan al-Basri, he said, الْمُؤْمِنُ يَجْمَعُ إِحْسَانًا وَشَفَقَةً والمنافق يجمع إساءة وأمنا. Al-Hasan al-Basri said, describing the difference between the true believer and the hypocrite and munafiq, he said, the believer combines between two good qualities. The first is ihsan, perfecting his righteous actions, and shafaqatan, fearing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the munafiq, he combines between two bad qualities. The first is isa'atan, committing evil deeds, and amnan, yet feeling secure having a full sense of security against the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, it is important for us to really develop the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart, and to know that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very severe indeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak on the day of resurrection to the one who will receive the lightest punishment in the hellfire. As Imam Bukhari recorded, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى لِأَهْوَنِ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَوْ أَنَّ لَكَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ هَلْ تَفْتَدِي بِهِ هَلْ كُنْتَ تَفْتَدِي بِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, tell the person who will receive the lightest punishment in the hellfire on the day of resurrection, if you are to have all that is on earth, if you own all everything that is in earth with all its treasures and richness and everything, would you ransom yourself by giving up all that? And he will say, of course, he will say, yes, O Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, أَرَدْتُ مِنْكَ مَا هُوَ أَهْوَنُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَكِنْ أَبَيْنَ. I asked you to do something that is much less than this, but you rejected. And the person who received the lightest punishment in the hellfire is described by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ أَهْوَنَ النَّاسِ عذابا يوم القيامة لرجل يوضع في أخمص قدميه جمرتان يغلي منهما دماغه. Indeed, the person who receives the lightest punishment in the hellfire is a person under the feet of whom two live coals from the hellfire will be put, from which his brain will start boiling. So this person will be living in luxury in the hellfire. However, he would believe that he is the person who is receiving the most severe punishment in the hellfire. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. Indeed, those who live in awe for fear of their Lord. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. And those who believe in the signs of their Lord, both the signs that are in the creation of Allah, in the world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and the signs that are contained in His revealed words in the Quran. So those who believe in these words believe whatever happens in this world is by qadarullah and by the decree of Allah and based on justice and mercy. And whenever there is a command in the book of Allah, they know that this is something that Allah loves. And when there is a prohibition from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they know that this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates. And when there is a report about certain thing in the book of Allah, they know that this is the truth, because the words of Allah are based on truth and justice, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. So those people are among the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ. And those who do not ascribe divinity to anyone or anything beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, they establish the true tawheed. They worship Allah alone. They believe in the oneness of Allah. They believe that Allah is one, without a son, without a God with him or before him or parallel to him, without a rival. Rather, he is قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. And those who give whatever they may give with their hearts filled with fear, because they are to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to their Lord. Aisha radiallahu anha heard this ayah, and she came and asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam this question. She told him, Ya Rasulullah, هذه الآية والذين يؤتون ما آتوا وقلوبهم وجلة أنهم إلى ربهم راجعون هو الذي يزني ويسرق ويشرب الخمر وهو يخاف الله. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يا ابنة الصديق إنه الذي يصلي ويصوم ويتصدق ويخاف ألا يتقبل منه. So Imam Ahmad and Imam Tirmidhi recorded that she asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is this ayah talking about the person who steals, who commits fornication, and who drink liquor, but he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, O daughter of As-Siddiq. It is talking about the person who prays, who fasts, and who given charity, yet he is afraid, he fears that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may not accept from him. So these people have combined between these two qualities. They perfected their deed. They made ihsan in their worship. They strive their utmost in order to meet the outward and inward requirements of their ibadah. But at the same time, they fear that they may not have filled one of the prerequisites of qabool, of the acceptance of the deed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fear that maybe their ikhlas was not complete. Maybe the ibadah that they perform is short of meeting what is required of submission and dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they always question themselves. So in fact, their ibadah increases their humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and increases their fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their ibadah, their worship, their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not cause them to puff up by false sense of pride or arrogance. Rather, it leads them to be more and more humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا. Those who give whatever charity they give, those who do whatever righteous deed they do with their hearts filled with fear, that because they are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves from the believers, that they should never feel satisfied. They should never feel content. The moment you think that, okay, I'm fine, I'm okay, I'm praying five times a day, and you feel as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owes you something for the ibadah that you do, this is when the person swerve away from as-sirat al-mustaqim, from the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. It is these who will vie with one another to words, good deeds. It is these who race and hasten to doing the righteous deeds, وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ, and they are the ones who will be in the forefront. They will be in the ahead of others in the race towards the good deeds. So this fear that we are talking about is a beneficial fear, is a praiseworthy fear, because it generates generates this desire to do more and more good deeds. The fear that Allah may not accept from the person does not lead the person to be despaired. Rather, it leads him to do more and more good works and make his character a dynamic character, a character that race from that move from one righteous deed to another, from one ibadah to another, and not be content with whatever ibadah one is performing, no matter how perfect it is, no matter how plenty in number it is. So this is why these good qualities are needed, because they constitute the engine that drives the person to perfect his deed better and strive his best or her best. Our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based on two basic foundations, two basic qualities, and that is they are hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fear from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, the fear, the beneficial fear, is the fear that drives us to engage in the preparation for the life to come. It is the fear that drives us to prepare for our grave, for the day of judgment, for the protection from the hellfire, and prepare preparation to qualify to enter to paradise, which is the ultimate goal of every believer. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the motivation of that drive the believers to do good deeds and to stay away from bad deeds. And if we read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time and time again describes this. And what motivates the believers to do righteous deed and to stay away from sinning. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, describing the people whom He loves, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Their bodies forsake their beds. They rise from their bed to cry, to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, خَوْفًا وَطَبَعًا, out of fear from Allah and out of hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this hope and fear drove them to sacrifice their comfort, sacrifice their sleeping time, and wake up when the rest of the people are asleep, in order to please the one whom they love the most. We say that we love Allah the most, but how we can prove this love? We can prove it when we sacrifice for His sake, when we give up our comfort, when we give up and sacrifice the things that we love for the sake of His love. This is when we prove that by actions that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those people, they wake up in the middle of the night and they dedicate this time for Allah and for Allah alone. And Allah also said, أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Can he who is devoutly obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during portions of the night, who stand during portions of the night in prayer, prostrating himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and standing in qiyam before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ, fearing the hereafter and hoping for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can this man be deemed equal to the one who does not do that? قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. It is a matter of knowledge, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala well. This is this is the description of people who know Allah, that this motivate them to stand during the night, wake up during the night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ يَلِي يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, can he who does not know be deemed equal to the one who know? إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, only people of understanding who benefit from this reminder. Allah also said in the Quran, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. And they give the food in spite of their love for it to the poor and to orphan and a captive, saying that إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. We feed you only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not wish a reward or gratitude from you, because we do that إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا. For indeed we are afraid, or we fear, a day that is distressful and severe and hard. This is what drove them to feed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So time and time again in the Quran you see what motivates the person to do good, to excel in his worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we need to develop this. It is the hope and the fear from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hope for the mercy of Allah, and the punishment, fear from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to disobedience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ رَبِّي عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Say, I fear, if I am to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the punishment of an awesome day. So any person who disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he disobeys of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a time of heedlessness, in a time of ghafla. Because how could the person be conscious of the fact that we are going to stand before Allah in reckoning and answer Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be accounted by Him, and not care about doing evil deeds. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, la yazni zani hina yazni wa huwa mu'min, that the person who commits fornication does not commit it while he is a believer. It does not mean that he becomes he goes out of the fold of belief, but at that moment he is in a state of heedlessness. Because had he been conscious of the punishment of Allah and its severity, well, this would have deterred him from committing the sin, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, describing some types of people who will be provided shelter under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection. One type of people are ورجلٌ دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله. A man who was tempted to do the haram by a woman of power and affluence, a rich woman of powerful position, invited him to do haram, but he said, إني أخاف الله, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, if we don't see that strong desire in us to come to the masjid, to attend congregational prayers, to attend the classes in the masjid, to get engaged in the education, Islamic education, with our children, with our families, know that it is because of lack of these two qualities in us. Hope for the mercy of Allah and fear from the punishment of Allah. Because had these two qualities been there, and being strong enough, this would have driven us to be better and better Muslims. Therefore, our scholars, they say that these two qualities, hoping for the mercy of Allah and fearing the punishment of Allah, are the two wings of like the two wings of a bird. No bird can fly without two wings. And therefore, every believer needs to keep balance between these two qualities, because excessive fear at the expense of hope may lead the person to be despaired of the mercy of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ, that indeed only those who disbelieve are the ones who despair of the mercy of Allah. And excessive hope at the expense of fear will lead the person to be secure from the punishment of Allah. وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Again, people who seek success cannot feel secure from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this leads them to committing the sins all the time. Therefore, this is a reminder that we need to develop these two qualities. These two qualities can be developed when we open the book of Allah and read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The book of Allah is filled with verses that instill hope and fear in our hearts. All the ayat that talk about paradise and its bliss instill hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. All the ayats that talks about the hellfire and whatever punishment is there, this instill fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. When we read about the qualities of mercy, compassion, kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this instill hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. When we read about the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that talks about the severity of His punishment, the swiftness of His punishment, the fact that He is all hearing, all seeing, and nothing escapes from His knowledge or His sight, this will instill fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. So the source for this is for us to cleanse our heart and open the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a clear heart, and read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, read the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read it so that we teach ourselves and teach our read it before our families and children, so that they will have these qualities. Whenever you see a community wherein the desire to do good and to call to Allah and to be engaged in collective work, whenever you see this desire is becoming weaker and weaker, this is a sign, this is not a good sign. And therefore, we need to remedy whatever bad qualities we have developed because of the environment in which we live.